The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody listening on all the podcast outlets out there. Everybody listening live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. And everybody listening live on YouTube. It is I, it is Vince Russo, and I am here with the most important show of the week. And this show is a little ditty call, That's Life. And we talk about the things that really matter in our day-to-day life, our everyday walk, situations and circumstances that we all deal with. No matter who we are, no matter where we come from, no matter our race, our religion, our creed, our nationality, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we are all people with feelings. At the end of the day, we are all in this together. And that's why I like to do this show once a week, to remind us of what's really important in life. What do we really need to focus on? What do we really need to center our lives on? And I try to center my life every single day. I constantly find myself being centered, keeping centered. So many times I go off track, but I constantly pull myself back. I constantly center myself. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. Because if I started going in a direction and did not center myself and did not root myself and did not bring myself back, I don't know where that would head. And, you know, for many years, guys, I dealt with a deep depression and I dealt with a very deep anxiety. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought I was going to die any minute. It was horrible. It was a horrible existence. But then when I became saved and when I became a Christian in the mid-2000s, all that seemed to change for me. After like a 20-year battle. And that's what I like to share with you, and that's what I'd like to talk about. I also want to talk about, guys, listen, man, I am not a model Christian by any stretch of the imagination. And if anybody is a model Christian, I'm just going to be blunt with you. You're full of shit if you think you're a model Christian. There is no model Christian, because every single one of us sin. Every single one of us has flaws. Every single one of us makes mistakes. So if you think you're going to wave the banner for model Christians, you're out of your mind. And I've been questioning some things that I myself have been doing as of late. I've been questioning, you know, certain things. Why is this now? Here we go. I've been calling people out, guys. You know, I've been calling people out, and I wrestled with this for a long time because I was always under the understanding that we're supposed to turn the other cheek. But I couldn't believe that. I couldn't accept that. I couldn't believe that, you know, God created us because he wanted us to be doormats. And, you know, when I started really getting into the Bible and reading the Bible, you know, I mean, there are passages in the Bible where, you know, he's readying his disciples and he's readying his apostles, and he's telling them to be ready to fight, to be ready to defend themselves, because the fact that they follow him, they're going to be people gunning for them. He tells them about this. And, you know, quite frankly, I feel that people are gunning for me all the time. And I think a lot of that has to do with me spreading the word of God. And that's okay, because it's never going to stop. You know, God gives us an armor of God to put on and go out in the real world, and we are protected. So it's never going to stop. I know that's why all this hate comes thrown at me. I know that's why people try to paint me as something that I'm not. Because people want you to believe I'm a liar, I'm a bullshit artist, I'm a bad guy. Because then when I talk about, you know, God, and when I preach about my love of God, I'm a liar and I'm lying to you. And that's what the world, you know, wants you to believe. But bro, I've been calling people out. I've been calling people out on their bullshit. And, I believe it's rightfully so. I believe people need to look themselves in the mirror, and need to be honest with themselves. And I the same with me, you know, bro. I need to be honest with myself when I do something wrong, when I F up, when I screw up, I deal with it and I admit it and I know that I did, and I try to become a better person for it. So, you know, listen, I'm nobody's judge and jury. I am not going to judge a creation of God. I am not going to judge you. But when you do something, especially, you know, to somebody else, you know, at somebody else's detriment, when you do something, I'm going to call you out and I'm going to call bullshit on that. And I'm not going to apologize for it, because like I said, I think we all need to look ourselves in the mirror. You know, so again, that's why I am not the model Christian. You know, maybe a person better than me would turn the other cheek and go on their merry way and not say anything. I can't be that person. I am not that person, especially if you're treating somebody wrongly or badly, or saying something that might damage somebody else. I'm going to call you out on it. And I'm not talking about, you know, like, you know, entertaining wise, like, you know, a comedian, you know, like a Kathy Griffin. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you make a comment that's really going to cut somebody, when you make a comment that's really going to hurt somebody, I'm going to call you out, man. And listen, whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know. But I know that I only act and I only react in a way that I'm driven to act or react. And guys, if you don't think I'm not harder on myself than anybody else, I recommend you read my books. I recommend you read Forgiven. I recommend you read How WCW Killed Vince Russo. When I am my worst critic, more than anybody else, I am always putting myself through the grinder, man. I am always taking a good look at myself. Let's see. Somebody threw up a nice proverbs: as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Yeah, one's life does reflect the heart and who that person, you know, really is. But if you look at my books, you guys will clearly see I am my own worst critic, and I put myself through the ringer. I constantly punish myself. I constantly send myself back to go and start all over again. I do it all the time. I always take a self-evaluation of myself. You know, am I a good representative of God? Am I acting a way that God wants me to act? And, you know, I've been going through a refining process, man, guys, for some, what, like, I mean, 14, 15 years now, God has been refining me. I am definitely a different person than I was 15 years ago when I didn't have God in my life. But it's like, you know, you're constantly, you know, going through this filter, and God is constantly teaching you and showing you, and you're growing as a person. And the more and more you grow as a person, the more he's going to reveal to you, the more you're going to align yourself with him, the easier your life is going to become. Guys, where I am in my life right now as a father, as a husband, as a friend, as a boss. I'm in perhaps the just the best position I've ever been in my entire life. I'm going to be 59, guys, on Friday. So I've been around for a long time, man, and it's taken me 59 years to get to the point I'm at now. I was nowhere close in my 20s. I was nowhere close in my 30s. I started seeing the light in my 40s, and it goes on and on and on and on. And the longer I am on this earth, the better I get. Because, you know, God's working on me. God's teaching, you know, me. I'm aligning myself more with him every day on a personal level. And, you know, guys, we all have that. We all have that at our fingertips. We all have that if we want it. That gift is free to all of us. And it's really simple, man. All you got to do is ask God. All you got to do is say, man, I'm rock bottom. I can't figure this thing out. I've tried everything. I don't know what my meaning is. I don't know what my purpose is. You know, God, I need you to take over. And at that point, you dedicate your life to him. God comes first, and you're always thinking of God, and God is centered in your life. Now, bro, it doesn't mean you're going to become the perfect human being or the perfect individual. That's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that you're not going to make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you're not going to fall short. You will every single day, but you will have that guidance of God who's in control, and is in the forefront of your heart, is in the forefront of your mind, and is just constantly refining you to be the person and to be the human being and to be the man or woman that he created. You're not going to be able to achieve that on your own. I could just tell you that right now. You're not going to be able to achieve that on your own. You know, guys, you can go to all the shrinks in the world. You can watch Dr. Phil religiously 3 times a day. That's not going to change anything. There's only one person that could change everything and change your life, and that's God. That's my belief. You don't have to believe that. That's fine. You know, but with that, guys, I want to say this. I get overwhelmed. I get overwhelmed with the emails and the DMs that I get on a daily basis about people dealing with depression. Everybody is depressed. Yesterday, guys, I interviewed a former Major League Baseball player, 2-time world championship San Francisco Giants, Aubrey Huff. And Aubrey Huff was telling me about his anxiety and his depression. He suffers that. Guys, you have to understand something. I'm going to tell you straight up right now, and I'm going to hit you between the eyes. If you're suffering from depression, if you're suffering from anxiety, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're, you know, guys, I'm going to assure you of one thing. We all go through that. Every single person walking this planet deals with some form of depression, deals with some form of anxiety. Everyone. There is no question about it. You know, if your parents are, your spouses are, your children are, your friends are, there is no doubt about it. You might as well accept the fact that depression is part of your life. Depression is part of your life just as much as happiness is. Depression is a part of your life. What it really comes down to is, how do we deal with depression, and why is depression prevalent in our lives? I mean, that's the question, and that's what it really comes down to. And that's what I'm going to focus on today, because we're all dealing with depression. You need to understand that. You know, when your head hits that pillow at night and you're thinking about, you know, just how bad your day was and how bad your life is. And I wish it was this and I wish it was that. We're all doing that. You're not the only one doing that. We are all doing that. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete. It doesn't matter if you're a professional actor. It doesn't matter. We're all dealing with forms of depression in one way or another. So here's what it really comes down to. How do we deal with it? Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, my belief, this is my belief. This is not backed up by any medical books or, you know, nothing. It's my belief because I've dealt with it since I'm 22 years old. That is 37 years. I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with anxiety. Okay. Now, guys, obviously, depression could be a physical and a mental ailment. You know, bipolar, you know, there are medical things that could be going on with you. There are no questions about that. And you know what? Maybe you need, you know, to go to a doctor, or maybe you need a form of, you know, medication to help you. I'm going to tell you, I don't believe in that. Because I've dealt with depression for 57 years, since I'm 22. I've dealt with depression for 37 years. The very first time, guys, when it started coming on, I went to the doctor. The doctor put me on medication. I'll never forget it. These little tiny blue pills, and I thought I was going out of my mind. Okay, so I immediately took myself off of the medication, and I realized it was something I was going to have to deal with on my own. And I have dealt with depression on my own for 37 years. Guys, I saw what, you know, what prescription medication did to wrestlers. I saw people die from prescription medication. I don't believe in it. Okay. Me personally, I don't believe in it. I want to make that clear. Does that go for everybody? No. Could it be possible that you do have an imbalance? Absolutely, bro. That could be possible. And then you've got to get that treated by a professional. But for me, I believe depression is all a frame of mind. I really do, bro. That is my belief. I believe depression is a frame of mind for all of us. And at the end of the day, bro, we can control that frame of mind. We can control our thoughts. We can control where our mind goes. And I don't know if you could do that without God in your life. I really, really don't, because when I was in deep doubt, deep bouts with depression and anxiety without God, bro, I understood why people committed suicide. I knew why people committed suicide. Now, guys, that's not to say I ever had any suicidal tendencies, because I didn't. But I understood why people took their own lives. That's how deep I was into depression without God. Okay. Once I became saved, guys, somewhere about 2006, the entire perspective changed. How I dealt with perception changed. My understanding of depression changed. And I'll tell you why. When you become a Christian, there is one thing that you understand that is made crystal clear to you through the Bible. Everything that happens to you in your life, everything that happens to you in your life is designed to bring you closer to God. Everything that happens to you in your life is designed to bring you closer to God. Getting closer to God is a good thing. So when something bad happens in your life, when something negative happens in your life, when there is a disappointment in your life, you got to understand, man, as long as you're on this planet, life is going to be highs and lows, highs and lows, highs and lows, highs and lows. There's going to be peaks. There's going to be happy times. There's going to be joyous occasions. And there's going to be valleys. There's going to be bad times. There's going to be bad situations. You know, there's going to be darkness. There's going to be depression. But it is in those valleys where God is trying to tell you something. He is trying to teach you something. He is trying to show you something. And that's where your mind needs to go. If your mind goes down the path of poor, poor, pitiful me, it's going to unravel. If your mind is going through the path of why me, God, why me, believing and convincing yourself that you're the only one who ever gets depressed, you're the only one who feels this way, it's going to unravel. That's a life without God. That's a life where the world is in control. So immediately it's about me. Something bad happens. Something doesn't go my way. So it is poor, poor, pitiful me. And you revel in the depression. Put God in the center of your life. And you know immediately off the bat, okay, everything that happens to me in my life is designed to bring me closer to God. This incident is designed to bring me closer to God. God is trying to show me something. God is trying to tell me something. And now the mind comes into play. Not the emotion, not the raw emotion of how we are all trained to act or overact in a lot of cases. Not that emotion, the mind, and understanding the process of depression and understanding what that means and looking for the meaning in that depression. Here, guys, it's here. It's you know how you always hear mind over matter? When God is in your heart, when he's in your heart, he's going to control your head and you're going to be able to think things through on a rational level. That's the importance of God in your life, guys, when you are dealing with depression and anxiety and dark thoughts and suicidal thoughts. Everything that happens in my life is designed to bring me closer to God. That means somewhere in this situation, there is some good. That's what that means. When you let your emotions run away with you, like most of us do, you're hopeless and you're miserable and you're unhappy. And why me? Why? I was forced to deal with depression on my own for many, many, many years. And I was that guy. Why me? Why me? Why are things always against me? Why are things going so horribly? Always, always, always going down that road. Now there is a silver lining. Okay, stop, Vince. Everything that happens in your life is designed to bring you closer to God. Why did this happen? What was the root of it? Go back to the very beginning. Ask God to show you what it is that he's trying to reveal to you. How is this situation going to make you stronger? It's here, guys. You got to think. You can't think with your heart. You got to think with your head. And like I said, guys, you know, could it be a medical issue? Could it be a chemical imbalance? Yes, it can. But could it also be your emotions and how you're handling the situation and how you're thinking and what that thought process is. Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, it could be that. So guys, I'm telling you, man, if you don't believe we all deal with depression on a daily basis, you're out of your mind. Your bosses deal with depression. Your spouses deal with everybody. Look next to you on a train, on a bus, when you're driving on the highway, the guy in the next car. You go to the post office, you go to the grocery store. Bro, we're all dealing with depression, every single one of us. But how are we going to handle it? Are we going to turn it into a positive? Are we going to grow from that? Are we going to be closer to God for it? And guys, I'll tell you again, it is free. It is there for the asking. And it is a decision you make. And it is a one-on-one decision. God, I cannot do this on my own. I am asking you for help. Please take over my life. Show me the way. I will dedicate my life to you. I will try to be the person that you created me to be. I will commit myself to you. But God, I'm going to accept you wholeheartedly as my Lord and Savior. Take over this mess. Show me the way. That's your choice, bro. That's your decision. You could handle it without God, or you could handle it with God. That is your choice, and that is a choice that only you can make. That is it, everybody, man. That's life for this week. I appreciate everybody that joined in to listen to this show live on YouTube and everybody that listened live on Twitch. I appreciate each and every one of you. Guys, gals, have a great, great, great day. God bless you all. Take care, everybody.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Uncle Vince Russo from The Brand on The Realm Network. And I bet you're thinking that I am actually here to talk to you about The Brand. But the truth of the matter is, how many times can I talk to you about The Brand, bro? I come on here 7 days a week. I eat, sleep, and drink The Brand, bro. I sell The Brand. I talk about The Brand. I promote The Brand. I market The Brand. I advertise The Brand. But I want you guys to understand one thing. The Brand goes much further. And I'm talking about The Realm Network. Guys, I have to tell you, if you know me, bro, you know my history. You guys know when there's always a third party involved, it never works well with me. Guys, you know how that works. However, The Realm Network isn't a third party, bro. The Realm Network is family, bro. And they've been with me since the beginning, having my back, backing me up, supporting me, bro. They are a part of the family, bro. I welcome them into my house with open arms, and I want my brand to embrace the Realm Network family just as much as I do. They are a very important part of this machine. I want you guys to know there are a slew of other great podcasts on the Realm Network. I want you to listen to professional podcasts, top of the line podcasts, great entertaining, informative podcasters. And my favorite show of all, bro, is the Mark and Lowell Show. That's my favorite, bro. I'm being honest with you. Mark Ronick is my boy, bro. Mark Ronick is really the guy in the trenches behind The Brand, bro. And his partner, Lowell Melser. These guys are as entertaining as they come, bro. They're funny. They're witty. I tell you what, bro. They are a million times more intelligent than Uncle Vince. Bro, you know I'm some schlep who mix up my words. I can't pronounce things. These guys are professional podcasters, bro. And they are funny. Here's the thing you're going to like about these guys more than anything else. They're real, bro. They're real. They're real people you're going to be able to relate to. They're everyday stories. It's not boring BS. It's not political. It's not going to put you to sleep, bro. This is a group of very entertaining, likable, funny people, bro. And they got a whole cast with them, you know, Mark and Lowell. This is a family, bro, just like us, the brand, is a family. We got to share the love, bro. We got to share the hugs. We got to share the intimacy. I want you guys to listen to the Mark and Lowell Show on the Realm Network. I promise you, bro, once you listen to these guys, once you listen to this cast of good people, you are absolutely going to be hooked. Check out the rest of the shows on the Realm Network, everybody. Take care, bro. Thanks for listening.